I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, they're rigged in our culture, they're rigged in the system.
Today we're going to discuss the de-dollarization, or better yet, the de-pegging of the currency, U.S. dollar. And just to understand real quick what that means, a lot of currencies in the FX are just bottom line, the currencies of the world. Every country kind of has their own currency. Europe kind of has a singular one as a block. But the point is, all these nations have currencies, and the way the values are done, typically, anyway, a vast majority of the currencies were pegged up to the dollar. So they'd be like a teeter. If you could just visualize a teeter-totter, you have currencies on one side and the dollar on the other. So if the dollar goes up, these currencies go down. If the dollar goes down, these currencies go up. If the euro goes up, the dollar goes down. And so there's kind of this teeter-totter. It really is a rigged system. I mean, rigged against you, there's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is, these individual nations are kind of tired of the dollar hegemony, the dollar bullion, the export of inflation, because what they're doing right now with the dollar is absolute currency warfare, not just on our allies, direct allies, but even the emerging markets. And I contend that when the day comes that China depegs from the dollar, you want to talk about a crash event. The dollar would be in so much trouble. It already is. I think, you know, when Sloppy Joe decided to go in and engage with war with Russia, they're all in on trying to basically destroy Russia, you know, put the corporate minions in there, take over the 70 trillion natural resources. Russia's not going to let that happen. And everybody, if you think Putin's the bad, evil guy, you really don't know the history or really what's going on in Russia. Because the people around Putin and the people who would succeed Putin if he's not there are far more aggressive than Putin. Putin's actually a moderate. The West is trying to make him the evil one. I personally think it's the West that is the aggressive one. And unfortunately, I'm saying that, you know, to a country I love. But I believe we are the aggressors, no doubt about that. But these countries are getting tired of the dollar. They're getting tired of the United States bully, the unfair, unjust, corrupt nature of the U.S. government. I think it goes deeper even into the financial system. The Saudis even said that they were tired of. That's why the Saudis walked away from the petrodollar, folks, which is huge. Now, many think we don't need the petrodollar anymore because they're going to digital currency. But I still think that that's not going to hold because the demand is going to be there or not to be there. And we're still going to have a massive inflation, if not hyperinflation event here in the United States. But they're tired of it. Even the Saudis said they're tired of the oil derivatives. Derivatives are what they trade in the American market exchange. The derivatives control oil. So basically, they will sell a billion barrels of oil. And here's, you know, Sloppy Joe talking about he's releasing 15 million barrels. It means nothing because they can control the price of everything through derivatives. They sell more on paper than they actually own in the physical. And I mean a lot more, which is criminal. It's corrupt. And they allow it because they say it's providing liquidity, but it's not providing liquidity. It's manipulation. The Bible would say it's a dishonest weight and measure. It's corruption. It's wicked. And these nations are tired of it. And so they're starting to actually walk away and de-peg from the U.S. dollar. I think that was really big when the Saudis said it. They talked about the derivatives. That's what controls gold and silver. That's why I still love. I think silver is going to be a phenomenal investment. Once this derivative market actually breaks down, which it is going to, it's happening now, you will see real price. And when that happens, it will be explosive. But for instance, in silver, they sell, I think, and now I haven't checked the recent number, but it was like 600 ounces of silver on paper for every one real ounce in the vault for delivery. So you have 600 ounces or 600 people on one side and 1 ounce on the other side of the street, and they say, go, who's going to be lucky to get it? So our system is financially just completely rigged. It's not even real. These derivatives control it, and the derivatives need to go. We need to get back to, you know, true market. I would say sound money, but it's just, I don't know. We were in a battle here, and this battle could be big. I know we're losing it globally. And when this happens, this is what they call the seventh stage of the collapsing of an empire, when there's a loss of confidence in the currency. So for instance, Egypt is now out and they're developing a new currency to wean people off the US dollar. So coming out of Cairo, out of the Reuters, Egypt is going to develop the new currency indicator. And they're trying to wean the people off the idea that the Egyptian pound should be pegged to the US dollar. And the new central bank governor, he repeated this publicly. So it's not something that just floats around. Hassan Abdallah, appointed in August, he told an economic conference that the central bank was also working to introduce currency hedging and had already finished futures contracts as it revamps its currency trading system. This indicator would be based on a basket. And here's where the world is going and why the dollar is going to get in so much trouble. They're basing it on a basket of currencies and possibly even gold. And I know gold's going to be a factor. You're going to be surprised when that happens. And many are going to be surprised when they find out how much gold China actually has. And he goes on to say, Abdallah says that it's for the sake of the idea of pegging. And he's not talking about the price. He's speaking about the idea. America is not my major trading partner, he says. I don't know why people are always fixated on the dollar. Part of our success will be in changing the culture and idea that we are pegged. We want to be seen as a every currency. The Egyptian pound has been virtually fixed at about 15.7 pounds against the dollar for the last year and a half, before the Ukrainian crisis triggered a flight of billions of dollars out of Egypt treasuries in a matter of weeks, prompting the central bank to devalue the currency in March and let it gradually weaken since then. And see, this is how we're playing the currency warfare, folks, around the world. We're literally taking it to our allies. And what's happening is the dollar is rising. So people are getting out of the currencies that are falling, and they're putting their investment into the dollar. Now, many of us may think, well, that's a good thing for America, but it's not, because it's done through brutality. It's done through, you know, being a bully. It's not good business. And it's causing, just like Egypt here, they are walking away from the pegging concept to the dollar. And I contend, wait till China does it. As soon as China depegs from the dollar, you will see chaos, because no longer will they be able to value a country's currency. The dollar can no longer manipulate or control a country's currency. Right now, we dictate. We dictate to the world what the values of their currency is. I don't think they're going to go for it in much longer. I just don't. And this currency war on our allies is a big part of it. But ever since this Ukraine crisis, we've caused the, now we say we're raising interest rates to fight inflation. They're not going to stop the inflation, folks. They will kill the economy and to some extent demand destruction. But you cannot stop the inflation because the dollar is diluted. Think of dumping a container of cranberry juice in a toilet bowl. It's going to still be red. So the dollar's still strong. We dump that same thing into Olympic swimming pool, it'll just dilute away. That's what they're doing to our dollar right now. That's why things are more expensive. It's not that we have a ramped up heavy duty economy. It's because the dollar is diluted. They have printed trillions of dollars since Sloppy Joe and the Democrats took over. And these trillions of dollars were monetized and they diluted your buying power. And as a direct result, everything will stay more expensive and probably continue to be more expensive. The inflation number they're telling you, when they say it's only 8.6% year over year, isn't true. they're omitting gasoline and energy and other products that are expensive. They think they're being tricky, but the CPI, the consumer price index they use to measure inflation, is we actually call it the CP lie. Because if you actually go back and go to shadowstats.com and, you know, see the real numbers, but if you actually go back to 1980 and use the economic model of measuring inflation, back then they were doing it honestly. They included all the products. They didn't cherry pick, because today all we do is cherry pick products and then say, oh, it's not so bad. It's only 8.6%. Actual inflation right now, today, year over year, is in the area of 17%. 17-18%. That is a huge number. Now, one of the reasons they do it is for optics, so it doesn't look so bad, because they're just lying to you. It's rigged. Secondly, they do it because the government has to pay out COLA, cost of living adjustment, to Social Security and other retirement setups, and they just can't afford that level of increase. Right now, it's already paced that Social Security is getting an 8.9% increase, which is a big debt bomb to the government. So while we're rigging the system like this and taking it to our allies, countries are now talking and walking away from the pegging of the dollar. If we lose, which it looks like to me we are definitely going to, but if we lose the dominance of the dollar controlling the world, controlling behavior, influencing friends and enemies, that is the seventh stage of an empire collapse. And we will be in deep trouble. So Egypt goes on to say, since March, they have been negotiating a financial support package with the IMF, which has long urged it to adopt a more flexible exchange rate. And see, the IMF, though, is tied in with the dollar. So these countries, they're trying to figure it out amicably right now. But I contend that it's going to get ugly. And I think if we, you know, keep escalating this war, in a third world war breaks out, we're going to see a lot of our allies go into the Axis, and they're going to join the other side because they're tired of us pushing them around. So the Egyptian pound has strengthened against the euro and the British pound and the Turkish lira since the Ukraine crisis. But people don't see all that, Abdallah says at the conference. Despite this currency revamp, Abdallah said that the central bank's primary mission would be to get inflation, which is now running at 14%, under control. Now, that's the inflation over there. And you heard Sloppy Joe come out and say, well, our inflation isn't as bad as Europe's. Well, because we're lying. Because we have no morals. We have no integrity as a nation. We can't be honest. They think we're stupid. And they give us this CP lie index that takes all these parts to the economy out of the equation. So it looks like it's lower. But our inflation is actually higher, about 16-17%. And for us to do this currency war like we are exporting the inflation to these other nations. So the United States is single-handedly causing the inflation in these countries, as well as destroying the lives of tens of hundreds of thousands of people because of the Ukrainian war. And it's going to get worse. I just say there, you know, I love my country, but I say there is another way to do it. We could have been dominant. We didn't have to be like this. It's coming, and get prepared, because the depegging of our currency is very real and countries are doing it left and right. I think Russia is already off the scale, and obviously, but other countries are starting to get serious about depegging. And I truly believe China plays both sides of the fence very well. I do believe China owns probably a third of our politicians. It's pretty obvious, you know, Senator Wyden and so many others, Feinstein and so many others that are in Congress, they are literally bought off by the communists. They are aligned with the communists. And yet here they're supposed to be representing the United States and we the people, but they're not. Their financial interests are with the Chinese. We also have that in our university system and in Hollywood. America, we're selling our soul to the communists. And so China's patient about depegging. But I do believe that when the time's right, I think when they think they got total control, maybe it comes when they invade Taiwan. But I do believe the time is coming. As soon as China depegs, and if they blockade and invade Taiwan, we are in deep trouble because we're not ready for microchips here locally. We're not prepared for it. And our supply chain is already busted. I know they say there's now a glut of microchips, but you try to ramp up an economy, it's going to take us 3-5 years to get microchip plants here in the United States. I think President Trump was in. That's why they don't like him, because he's actually right about making America great. That's not what these people want. A lot of in our government wants America destroyed, wants the middle class destroyed, wants us poor, wants us to be slaves to the system, period. It's obvious. I don't get personally, I still don't even understand the 100 million that, you know, or 75 or 65 million that, you know, think voting for Democrats a good idea. I just think they just are ignorant and don't really understand. It's unfortunate. But President Trump really does get it. He says, I heard him say it in speeches. Why are we not making this stuff here? Why don't we make the iPhones here? Why are we not making the chips here? Why don't we do our own pharmaceutical drugs? On and on and on in the supply chain. Why are we not doing that here? If we did our own manufacturing, paid a really good wage, people would have really good jobs, really good benefits. Products are already expensive because we're inflating our currency for money laundering events in the Green New Deal. Try to find out where those trillions of dollars just went. Go ahead. It's not going to anything productive. You'll be surprised. And so it's a battle against the Constitution. And for those on the left and some on the right that want to take us to a Marxist communist world, and it's up to us people to say no. But the countries are starting to depeg, and this is a really huge deal. You think we have inflation now, you better buckle up, because there's going to be a lot more coming. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.